Good morning, church family. Welcome to our second live church streaming login thing. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pastors here at the Open Door Church. It's great to be with you this morning. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're listening to the guidelines from the government and putting them in place. More of that in just a minute. But we're about to come onto the time where we're getting towards Easter. And Easter is the ultimate time of hope. So the title of the message for you this morning is Hope in the Distance. I want to talk a little bit about social distancing. Really important thing for us to get into our minds and to get right, but to bring hope into that distance. You know, social distancing is really important, but it's really hard for us because as humans, we have been made for relationship and connection, not disconnection and distance. So it's gonna be really hard for us during this time, but it is important. So I've got my tape measure here because 2 meters is the guideline. So we're going for, okay, up here, that's 2 meters, quite long. So I'm gonna got my tape measure here. I've also got a golf club. This is a driver. So one of the longer sticks out of the golf bag. I'm gonna pop that at the end of my tape measure. Gonna hold on to it. So I've got my golf stick out here and then the tape measure to here. Right, put tape measure down. So if I hold my golf stick out, 2 meters roughly is at the end of the golf stick to this other opposite shoulder. What that means is if I'm out and about and I've got a golf stick and I can jab someone with it, I'm too close to them. Okay, so when you're out and about, just think of that as a good visual demonstration. Golf stick, if I can hit someone with a golf stick, I'm too close to them. It's really important that we pay attention to the social distancing rules that are in place to help us, to keep us all safe, really. I think it's such an important thing that we get right in our minds. Many of you will know my wife is a nurse. I am hearing some of the stories from the front line. It's so important that we listen to the guidelines that are out there for our protection and to help the NHS who are doing an amazing job and to pray for those guys is really, really important. But as I say, we are not made to live lives that are distant and separate from other people. We are made for connection. We're made for connection with God and with each other. And I just want to talk a little bit about passivity, which is something that I spoke in church 3 weeks ago about, that when we're passive, it affects our whole being. We are physical, emotional, spiritual beings. And in this time, we need to be physically on the ball. We need to look after ourselves physically. We need to make sure we're eating well, that we're not overeating, that we're not comfort eating, or we're not over drinking in this period, to make every effort to stay healthy, to get out and exercise for all of us, whatever our abilities, we can all get out and exercise and try and do what we can to keep fit. And also to observe all of the guidelines, as we've already said. So no jabbing people with golf clubs, keep a nice distance away. Let's just do everything we can to keep physically well at the moment. Emotionally, that's a tough one, isn't it? For all of us, we're going to have times in this season where emotionally we're really struggling, where we're really feeling overwhelmed. I know for me, last Sunday evening was the time when I felt really, really overwhelmed. There was lots of things going on. I was worried about my wife going off to work. I was worried about what does it look like homeschooling the kids. I was worried about you guys, how we're going to look after the church well during this time. We're in a house move situation. I was worried about that. I was just Sunday night feeling really emotional, feeling really overwhelmed by it all. And that's going to happen to all of us, isn't it? From time to time through this period, we're going to get emotionally drained and feel overwhelmed. And for me, I was just really pleased that I was able to talk to Heather about it. So it's good for us to share, to be honest about things. If we're feeling emotionally drained, share it with people. If you live by yourself, phone someone, make sure you've got someone you can talk to about that. It's really, really important to stay emotionally healthy during this time. Really good to talk about it. For me as well, I knew what I had to do. I had to get in the Word of God. I had to read and get good truth in me. I had to listen to good worship music to lift my spirits and to help me through where I was feeling quite in a dark place at that point. And it was just a good reminder of what we see in the Psalms, isn't it? That when people are feeling overwhelmed, that they're emotionally honest, that there's this outpouring of emotion and honesty to God, but that they're always in the Psalms, it finishes with a great bit of thanksgiving. I was talking to my really good friend Tony Hassel this week, and we were chatting about this whole thing about how important it is in this time to be thankful for what we have. You know, we have clean running water, we have homes that, you know, are so such a blessing to us. We heard from our friends in Zimbabwe lately and the difficulties they're having there. We still have so much to be grateful for, even with everything that's going on. And what Tony was saying, he'd listened to this preach from a pastor at Hillsong's in Australia, and he was saying that actually thankfulness, it has a direct effect on how healthy your immune system is. Though in this time when we're looking at fighting disease, we want healthy immune systems, it's good to be thankful. So emotionally, we need to be on the ball, looking after ourselves, that when we're feeling down, that we're honest with each other, that you pick up the phone, you talk to someone about it, that you come before God and say, look, God, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I'm feeling. Maybe the distance is really affecting you, that the loneliness is really affecting you. Speak to other people, speak to God about it. And emotionally, and sorry, spiritually, I already said emotionally, didn't I? Spiritually, we need to really be on the ball and proactive and not be passive. And I was thinking about this whole thing about thankfulness, and I was reminded of the story in the Bible where Jesus is going along and 10 lepers come out and call out to him, Jesus, have mercy on us, heal us. Basically, they're asking Jesus for healing, and only one of them comes back to say, thank you for it. And I was reading this in the scripture and just kind of wondering what God was going to say to me through that, and it was just incredible. So this is in Luke 17, 11 to 13. It says this: Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee, and he was going into a village. 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. That thing of them standing at a distance really spoke to me. The situation that we're in at the moment, where we're encouraged to have social distancing. I want to tell you this morning, I've got a message of hope for you. Jesus is not at a distance from you. That we don't have to feel distant from Jesus. And that's my message of hope that I want to bring to you this morning, that this hope in the distance that we're going to get into as we get into this Easter season and wonder what Easter means for us and the hope that it brings for us in this distance that we're currently feeling. So let's pray. Jesus, we come before you now and we choose to fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that is set before you, you endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. God, we choose to fix our eyes on you. Jesus, we thank you for the hope that you bring in all situations. Amen. Amen. So, the message of hope that I want to bring to you that is going to help us stay spiritually healthy in this time, I hope, is going to come from the book of Isaiah. If you've got your Bible with you, turn to Isaiah. We're going to look at chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. This is a bit of scripture that we would normally associate with Christmas time, but it finds its completion in Easter time. And here we go, such great scripture. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I love that scripture and how it finishes. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Now, 3 weeks ago, when I spoke about passivity and I spoke out of Romans 12:11, and we were talking about how we are to have zeal for serving the Lord. And looking at that word zeal, what does it mean? It means to have great energy or enthusiasm in the pursuit or cause of an objective. So we are to have great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of serving the Lord. What this scripture says is that God has great zeal for you. So that means he chases you with great energy and enthusiasm, that he has great purpose in pursuing you. that he pursues you with great purpose. And because of that, you can have relationship with the wonderful counselor, with the almighty God, with the everlasting Father, with the Prince of Peace. That's what the zeal of the Lord does for you. It chases you down and it just brings you into relationship because he loves you. Now we know that in 1 John 4:19 it says, we love because he first loved us. And the same can be said for zeal, that we are to have great zeal for serving the Lord. But actually it started with him having great zeal for us, that he loved us. He saw us first. He has great enthusiasm for us first. But what does this accomplish? What does the zeal of the Lord accomplish in our lives? 1 Corinthians 15:55 to 58 says this. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that in your labour in the Lord is not in vain. What did the zeal of the Lord accomplish? Death and sin are defeated. This is the message of hope at Easter. This is the message that you don't have to be distant from God. Jesus is our answer for our need for connection. Jesus has made a way where the distance that was between us was so great and we felt so alone that Jesus bridged that distance. And I just want to draw a little picture on the wall here to demonstrate that and to show you that and to illustrate that a little more. But we have mankind over here, and over here we have God, and we are made for relationship and connection with God. Can you see that? Let me draw that a little more. This is us. This is God here. We are made for connection with God, and when we don't have that connection, we feel fear and anxiety and heartache and pain. We feel the distance. We feel the distance, and that's painful for us. And what happened is God in his love was dissatisfied with that. He was dissatisfied with the distance. The distance has been caused by our sin. And whatever we do, we cannot bridge this distance between us and God. And so God in his love, in his mercy, in his zeal for us, in his zeal for you, he enthusiastically chases you down. And what he does is he builds a bridge that goes across this gap that sin made. And the sin is the cross of Jesus. It literally crosses through sin and builds a bridge to life, so we can have life with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, I don't know if this pen is really showing up, so I'm going to try a different one to see if that works. And I hope that that's coming out a little clearer now. God is on this side. Man is on this side. Sin causes separation, and it's the cross of Jesus. It's the zeal of God that overcomes the distance that is between us. It's the zeal of God that accomplishes this. And so what that means is, because of his amazing love for you, that you can have relationship with the everlasting Father. It means that you can draw comfort from the mighty counselor, wonderful counselor. It means that you can experience love and connection with the Prince of Peace and the everlasting Father. That's what the zeal of the Lord has accomplished. So this Easter time, you don't have to be overwhelmed and overcome by distance. And you see, because God doesn't keep you at a distance. He doesn't jab you away, keep you at a distance. I like those 10 lepers found. Maybe you can relate to those guys where you're thinking, do you know what? I'm feeling the distance at the moment. I'm feeling the distance from everything, from people around me, maybe even from God. And maybe like those 10 lepers, you want to call out to Jesus this morning and he feels distant. I want to encourage you to start doing that in your hearts and your minds. to call out to Jesus. Jesus, have mercy. And maybe for the first time today, you want to do that. You want to invite Jesus into your life to be your Lord and Savior, to say, thank you, Jesus, that you have made a bridge that goes over the distance that my sin caused. That maybe this morning, for the first time ever, you want to say, yeah, I want connection with you, Jesus. I don't want to be alone anymore. I want to be connected with you, the Prince of Peace. I want to bring all my fears and my anxieties to the foot of the cross for the first time and say, Jesus, Prince of Peace, fill me with your peace. Fill me with your hope and your love. So if you're watching this live and we've got our live streaming along and you want someone to pray with you, now would be a really good time to click on that little button and say, yeah, pray for me. Yeah, pray for me. I want this. I want this. I want connection with the Prince of Peace. This distancing is too painful. We are made for connection. We're not made for distancing. Yeah, so I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to invite you to pray along with me. And particularly if this is the first time you're going to pray this prayer, I really encourage you, click on that thing, ask for prayer. And one of the team will be in contact with you. And we'd love to pray with you and talk to you some more. Jesus, thank you so much for your death on the cross. Lord God, we thank you that you have made a way, Lord God, for us to be in connection with you, to be in connection with the everlasting Father, the wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace. We thank you so much, Lord God, that you have covered the distance. And as we call out to you, Lord Jesus, although you seem distant, Lord God, very quickly we know you come close. Jesus, forgive me for all the things I've done wrong. I invite you to be Lord of my life. I invite you to be Lord of my life today. I'm so sorry for the things I've done wrong. Would you please forgive me? I choose to turn away from those things now. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for me. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Let me know your closeness. Let me know your closeness, Lord, in this time of distance. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the hope in this time of distance. Amen. Amen. As I say, if you've prayed that for the first time, go ahead and click on one of the prayer buttons, ask for prayer. Maybe you know that you need to pray that again. You know that you've prayed that before, but maybe you know you need to recommit in this time, and that God's zeal for you, you know it, that's what can change your life, inviting his peace into you and for you to have great zeal for him. We're going to have a video just come up. Pete, one of our worship leaders, is going to lead us in an incredible song called Living Hope that really talks about a lot of the things that I've just been speaking about, and just encourage you to stay online, to listen to Pete as he leads us in that, join in with him, keep praying with one another, keep commenting and praying as we go. Stay safe. Remember your social distancing. Look after each other. Look after yourselves. Stay healthy physically, emotionally, and spiritually with God at the center. Have a great week.